Blog Talk Radio.
Baba, Baba, Shibaba, oh, oh, Shibaba.
Bad, bad, you know she's that bad. Hot luck push, dip your hand in my grab bag. Matte black Benz, perfect for my black ass. Only know who's in it when I open the back half. Hot as a backdraft, they know he on fire. Any nigga deny it, you call his mother a liar. Only here to inspire, if she like it, I buy it. Tryna take a ghetto shit.
Yeah, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio for midnight Saturday. This is your host, Wayne Benitez, up on here. Yeah, we got a guest for y'all up on here. Women's wrestler, Addie Marie. How it's going?
Hello? Hi.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's an honor. And we're glad to have you on. You've been real busy doing your work and also traveling the indie scene all over the U.S. And tell me about were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Oh, absolutely. My entire family was into wrestling, and you know, I was exposed to it at a really young age when I was a little girl, and I fell in love.
That's what's up. And what got you into training and wanting to be a wrestler?
Well, I was partly done with college at the time, and you know, I decided to give it a try because life is about trying things, and you never want to, you know, spend your final days wondering what if I did this or what if I did that. So I decided to give it a try. I went to Johnny Rods' school, and a couple weeks later, I started training, and now here I am years later.
Yeah, shout out to Johnny Rods, WWE Hall of Famer, a good wrestling school. And I've been also watching you also at MCW a few years back. You was actually managing and also working matches also.
Mm-hmm.
How was your career there?
It was tons of fun. You know, MCW was a great learning experience for me. I got to wrestle some great talent while I was there, and I got to manage a few young upstarts, and I had a complete blast.
That's what's up. You was basically the heel. I'm serving as the heel with this young faction. And
yep.
Who do you like working on the independents?
Oh, well, I've had countless great matches with a ton of talented ladies and guys. I honestly feel like no matter who it is I'm wrestling, I'm going to learn something. And I always do my best to have as much fun with it as possible. So I can't quite, you know, select a few names in particular. I just see it as it's one big bag of fun.
Right. And I noticed that you had one of your matches with Casey Carlisle.
Oh, yes. That happened a few years ago. Well, I've had a couple matches involving Casey, some singles, some tag matches. She's a very, very tough competitor. As you can see, now she's the NWA World Women's Champion, to which, you know, I congratulate her fully, and maybe one day I'll be wrestling for that belt.
Yes, that's every person's favorite worker to work with, Casey Carlisle. I heard so many stories of her. And also, what's your opinion on Nikki Adams working with her also?
Nikki Adams is a very tough woman, and she's come a long way. Like, the first time I was in the ring with her was when she was first getting started, and, you know, she's improved tremendously, and she's a very tough woman. I have nothing but respect for her.
Yes, and she's also had her previous times on Wrestling It Factor. She's actually a wonderful worker also and a great personality. And what promotions have you been also doing also?
Well, lately I've been traveling to different ones. I've done work with IWE. I'm returning to RWC in North Carolina in the beginning of July. I've been managing at UWA Elite, which is based in New Jersey. I've also been doing interviews for ECPW, and I'm also going to be wrestling at ECPW again soon. I've also been wrestling for Wrestling on Fire, which is based in Maine and in New Jersey. There are a number of other places. I'm trying to, like, get them all in my head. I do have a calendar, which I'll update shortly, with new dates available on my Facebook fan page, facebook.com/psychosirenAdaMarie, where you can check out where I'm going to be next.
Right. And I think you also had working with SWO also?
Yes. I've worked with SWO and WWWA in the past. Both really good companies based in Pennsylvania.
Right. And also Indie Girls, you've been trying that recently?
Yes. I haven't wrestled at a show recently, but I did some work for them last year, and I'm hoping to come back to them soon. Unfortunately, my last scheduled appearance, I wasn't able to make it due to illness, but I'm looking to return to there, hopefully sometime soon.
That's what's up. And do you have any goals of going to the big companies like WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor one day?
Absolutely. I've been training at several different schools to hone my craft, and hopefully one day, you know, I'll be in one of those three major companies. It'd be a great honor and privilege.
Yes. And they both been putting over their women's wrestling more.
Absolutely. They've been featuring some great ladies matches as of late. You know, I do my best to keep up with the product as much as I can. And I've been enjoying what I've seen. And hopefully I get to be part of it one day.
Right. And I noticed that I give credit to a lot of indie promoters and other promoters out here that have been promoting, giving a chance for women to have more opportunities out here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I feel as though women have to work twice as hard as men do to prove ourselves worthy of being in the ring. And, you know, it's a testament to different promotions who are giving women the chance to shine. And it's something that's greatly appreciated, especially on my part as a female athlete. So I'm really happy that more places are giving ladies a chance to showcase what we can do.
Right. And I noticed the most popular ones like Shimmer, WSU, and Shine also been doing good, put on good shows also.
Absolutely, they do. And they feature talent from all over the world, which is amazing because it gives fans chances to see matches they, you know, they wouldn't be able to otherwise.
Right. And I just like that a mix of talent from Europe, Japan, and other parts of the country. And yes, do you prefer as being more of a heel than a baby face?
That's a hard question to answer because, you know, I enjoy both, and
right.
I enjoy putting on the best performance that I can as either a heel or a face. You know, I want to invoke as much emotion out of the fans as possible, so, you know, I do my best to be the best at both, and I enjoy both a lot.
That is awesome. And do you have plans of going overseas, like to Japan or the UK to work?
I'm working on it. I've been in talks with a few places, so hopefully, you know, arrangements can be made and I'll be traveling the world.
Yes. And also, do you have any, can you plug any upcoming dates for all listeners?
Yes. let me be a nerd and pop out my calendar because it's hard for me to remember things sometimes. Okay. This upcoming Sunday, I'll be taking part in UWA Elite tapings in Metuchen, New Jersey, which is free to the public. Then I will be wrestling on June 29th in Shirley, New York for ECPW, where I'll actually be wrestling Nikki Adams, which will be a great match that I'm looking forward to. On July 6th, I will be heading down to North Carolina to wrestle with Ring Wars Carolina, where I'll be challenging Mia Svensson for the AIWF Women's Championship. You know, I have a little bit of history with Mia, considering she and I wrestled to crown the first AIWF Women's Champion, and she cheated, so hopefully I'll get the better of her this time. Then I'll be continuing taping with UWA Elite as we do biweekly tapings over the summer and fall months. So you can check uwaelite.com for those specific dates. And on July 13th, I'll be wrestling with ZWL Customs, to which fans can head on over to zwlonline.webs.com to order matches that they want to see. And the following weekend, I'll be taping with New England Female Wrestling Customs, so they can go to anyfemalewrestling.com to order matches with them. and following that, I'll be alongside UWA Elite for the Middlesex County Fair, which is happening from August 5th to August 11th. And it'll feature day and evening time shows for fans to come out and see, which will be an amazing event. So I have plenty of dates coming up, and I'll be updating my calendar soon. Oh, also, before I forget, I'll be wrestling with Wrestling on Fire in Parsippany, New Jersey on July 27th. That's a date that I have to add in there. But yes, I'll be wrestling all the shows, wrestling and managing. So if you want to come out and support indie wrestling, be sure to. It's going to be a great experience.
Yes, that's right, everyone. Support Addie. Support this sister. She's a good worker, and she's going to give you 110% on each show.
Absolutely.
Yes. And do you have anything else to add to it also, or anything to say to our viewers, or anything that's anyone that's trying to pursue wrestling out there?
Like advice?
Yeah, advice, yes.
I say to the people who want to, you know, try out wrestling, to put your heart into it. It's going to be very physically taxing, very emotionally taxing, but if you have the love for it, you can do it. You know, I was a really sick person. Like, I have really bad respiratory issues, but you know what? I pushed through it, and, you know, I continue to work on my craft and work through everything. And I honestly believe if I can do it, anybody can do it. Because I had a lot of things going against me when I started out, and I've done my best to overcome everything. And now I have the honor and privilege to be entertaining amazing fans, you know, multiple times a month. So if you have the true heart for it and you're ready for the test that it'll bring, go for it. Find your closest wrestling school, enroll, listen, be respectful, and just do your best.
Yes, you hear that, everyone. Do the damn thing and just stick to your heart. And it's just been a pleasure to have you on here.
Thank you so much for having me. It was definitely my pleasure as well. Like, and I'll come on again anytime you'd like.
You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime. And Addie?
Yes.
Yes, you can also add, post anything on our Wrestling X Factor group page on Facebook. Anything, even or like your upcoming events or etc.
Oh, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
You have a good night.
You too.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was the wonderful and talented Addie Marie. Yeah, we're about to wrap it up with your host, Wayne Benitez. Check out our archives on Blog Talk Radio, Wrestling X Factor, and also you can check out on our Facebook, Wrestling X Factor. So, I'm out.
Baba, baba, shibaba, oh, oh, shibaba.
Bad, bad, you know she's that bad. Potluck push, dip your hand in my grab bag. Matte black Benz, perfect for my black ass. Only know who's in it when I open the back half. Hot as a backdraft, they know he on fire. Any nigga deny it, you call his mother a liar. Only here to inspire, if she like it, I buy it. Tryna take a ghetto chic and put her up on designer. She don't fuck with the buyers, all she know is the flyers. How to watch the drug money, hide it under the dryers. Oh, she bad, bad, so fly, she jet lag. Eve, let him go, we both know that the best last. Yeah.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Yeah. Oh, she baba.
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 Yeah, that's right, I'm better than them. EVE, the cataclysm. Blow them out the fucking water. Kill them dead. Call it daughter, ain't my fault. I had it built up, had to get it out my system. Now I'm back. Forget about the mother chick, man. You won't miss them. Yeah, EVE hungry like a lion. I ain't never easy, never scared. Why you trying? Your gimmick make me sticky. What you selling, I ain't buying. Man, I live up at the top, so you keep climbing. No, they can never catch her. Me, I'm the chick that keep them under pressure. And every nigga smell her, want sex her. They say they want protect her, but really they just want kiss and caress her. Now sit your ass down, her class is now in session. They like,
oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Yeah. Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Rolling papers and rolling swishes. Getting high as a light fisher. In the club with a bag of money. Getting back in from my white stripper. Watch cold as an igloo. Tank cold as an icicle. You might think I'm balling out, but this how I live my life, nigga. Say that's your wife, not tonight, nigga. I'm gon' spend the night with her, stick this pipe to her. When she leaves, she say my name. Juicy J, he did his thing. I'm leaving with her best friend. She know what's up, we trippy, man. She wanna hustle on this job, not you poo-poo, nigga. She wanna hustle on this job. I got poo-poo business all across the nation. Take your chick on vacation. I'm getting done while I'm in a foreign race.
Ba-ba-ba-ba, she ba-ba.